The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwhite.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here is the easy weather. Monday we do expect heavy rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 8. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 7. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 7. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 13, lows of 8. And Friday we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. So stay in, stay warm, and stay safe. I'll update you more next weekend.
In Isle of Wight news this week, business owners on the Isle of Wight are being warned to expect COVID-19 spot checks. Inspectors from the Isle of Wight Council and the Health and Safety Executive will be paying unannounced visits starting from this month. The council says its aim is to ensure businesses are managing the risk of the virus sufficiently. During the checks, inspectors will provide advice and guidance to manage risk and protect workers, customers and visitors. Any businesses found not to be managing this could be subject to prosecution. Other actions that could be taken includes providing specific advice, issuing enforcement notices, and stopping certain work practices until they are made safe. HSE says if a business receives a call, then they will be required to participate in the spot check. The call will come from an unknown number. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley is calling on the government to give the island's landscape greater protection against inappropriate housing that does not meet the needs of the islanders. Last month, Mr. Seeley set out his own housing plans for the island, which included proposals to ban greenfield development in all but exceptional circumstances and to extend the island's protected landscape, making it easier for the Isle of Wight Council to reject schemes that damage the island's natural beauty. Pushing forward with his plans, Mr. Seeley has now written to Environment Secretary George Eustace, asking for government action to support these aims. He wants the island to be considered in plans announced recently by the Prime Minister to designate and protect an additional 4,000 square kilometres of land across the country. Mr. Seeley said he wants to be part of the Prime Minister's 30 by 30 campaign, which commits the government to protect 30% of the UK land by 2030, an additional 4% on current designations. And finally, Shanklin Rotary Club has cancelled its annual charity sale. The event, which is traditionally held in January, has been called off because of coronavirus. A spokesperson for the event said, "We realise this will be a disappointment for many, but the risks are too great. All being well, we will be back in 2022. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott, O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio. Because Vectis Radio is teaming up with BBC Radio Solent this week, I'm going to do something a little different, a review of a BBC podcast. This is a review of the BBC's 13 Minutes to the Moon podcast series. This podcast was created to mark the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 13 mission. The Apollo 13 mission was meant to be the third landing on the moon, but a series of technical faults and an explosion resulted in the craft losing most of its oxygen supply. It was only through skill, teamwork and ingenuity between astronauts and the ground crew, plus a bit of luck, that all three crew members got home safely. 13 Minutes to the Moon details the entire event, from the launch to when the astronauts re-entered Earth's atmosphere over 7-hour-long episodes. Each episode is filled with tension as the astronauts encounter and try to solve various critical problems. One of the reasons I liked 13 Minutes to the Moon is that it uses audio recordings from the original mission, as well as interviews with people who were there at the time witnessing the near disaster. The way it was presented meant this podcast was really engaging and it kept my interest until they were safely back. Overall, 13 Minutes to the Moon was an exciting podcast series that tells the gripping story of a narrowly averted disaster. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Dan Stevens, who's a movie actor. He was born in 1982 and is age 38 years old. Number 2, Jacob Williams, who's a comedian. He was born in 1988 and is age 32. Number 3, Lizzie Hale, who's a rock singer, who was born in 1983 and is age 37. And number 4, Martin Kemp, who was born in 1961 and is age 59 today. I'll have some more famous birthdays for you next weekend.
Hello, Kelvin.
Hello, James. You've got to ask me some questions now, aren't you?
Yes, I have some questions for you. What career did you have before you joined Vectis Radio?
Oh, let me see now. I started work as a telephone engineer when I was 16, and I stayed with the Post Office and then BT as it became until I left about 27, 28 years later on, and I joined a charity for deaf people working with telephones there. That's what I did for about 10 years.
And how did you get involved with Vectis Radio itself?
Well, that's because when Vectis Radio first started, Ian was looking for local organisations to talk about their business. And my wife, Maggie, went in for an interview. And then I was asked to go in for an interview about the business I ran, because I was self-employed then on the island doing stuff like that. And I went in and never got out again.
So how long have you been with Vectis Radio?
Oh, gosh, now that's a question, isn't it? We were still online only, and we were in... Well, I first started broadcasting, my first broadcast, we were in West Street, so I can't remember how long ago that was, but quite a few years now.
Okay, what do you do here at Vectis Radio?
That's a good question. I'm largely, although I do a bit of presenting, I present a couple of shows, I'm also doing a lot of the technical stuff, making sure everything works. I fitted the new desk, we did the new transmitter upgrade, there's new computers coming online, there's all kinds of stuff like that which I'll get involved in as part of the team here. And of course I'm a director of the company.
How often do you do outside broadcasts for Vectis Radio? Where do you do them?
We do them as often as we can, really. We haven't done many this year because of COVID, but we do them at places like the local big supermarket up in Ryde. We did one up there a few weeks back. We've got one coming up at the Donkey Sanctuary. Hopefully we've got one coming up at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway soon. We'll do them wherever we can, and we've got it down to a fine art now, I believe.
Okay, and that is all the questions I have for you today.
Thank you, and just I've been told it was 8 years I've been with Vectis Radio, so that's gone quickly.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is sonology, S-O-N-O-L-O-G-Y. It means a field of study concerned with sound design and the use of technology in musical composition and performance. It originated from the 1960s from the prefix sono and the suffix logy. That's all, and join us for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
I'm Ophelia, and here are some jokes. Number 1, why do radio lovers love to play hide and seek? Because radio or not, here I come. Number 2, I've always had a face for radio and a singing voice for silent movies. Number 3, I used to think all radios had an antenna, but now I realise that was just a stereotype. And number four, the manual in my car says that I shouldn't turn the stereo volume to the maximum. Well, that's sound advice. This has been Ophelia with Vectis Radio.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Islanders are being urged to say hello to your high street as part of the Isle of Wight's Let's Buy Local campaign. This week, an initiative has been launched encouraging us to explore our stores, starting with a focus on the county town of Newport. A Let's Buy Local page has been set up on Facebook, which will introduce followers to the people behind the businesses and highlight some of the hidden gems on our high street. There will be competitions and giveaways over the next 8 weeks, including free chocolate from Cowspace Chocolicious, Graham Biss from Natural Enterprise, the charity coordinating the campaign, said, "Visitors from the mainland often comment on how lucky we are to have so many interesting shops." Meanwhile, Ryde Town Council, in conjunction with their dedicated youth service, are applying to become a Kickstart area representative, supporting local Ryde area businesses to participate in the scheme. The Kickstart scheme aims to create 6-month job placements for young people who are currently on universal credit and at risk of long-term unemployment. Funding is available for 100% of the relevant national minimum wage for 25 hours a week, plus associated employer national insurance contributions and employer minimum automatic enrolment contributions. There are also funds available to support training and development for the young people whilst on placement. To participate in the scheme, employers either have to be able to offer a minimum of 30 placements or apply through an area representative. Ryde Town Council are keen to support small and medium-sized businesses in the town, so have agreed to become an area representative for the Ryde area. And finally, Sight for Wight has this week launched its short story writing competition, and the winners will have theirs published and made into an audiobook voiced by a celebrity. The oldest charity on the island is celebrating 125 years of supporting visual impaired islanders, their families and carers. The theme for this year's competition, which is in its fifth year, is The Wish. Prizes are currently being coordinated, but previous winners have received Red Funnel or Whitelink vouchers, an Amazon Echo Dot, cash or vouchers to some of the island's attractions. The charity celebrity readers for the audiobooks this year are Joe Brand, Idana Minghella, Melvin Hayes and Ray Allen. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.